NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. President Biden's again expressing his disappointment about a pending cut in oil production.
There's a lot of alternatives. We haven't made up our mind yet.
Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Biden didn't share any details about what those alternatives may be. OPEC decided to cut production by 2 million barrels a day. Another bus from Texas is dropping off migrants outside Vice President Harris's residence in Washington, D.C. For the second time this week, a bus carrying about 50 men, women, and children stopped near her home at the Naval Observatory early this morning. Many of those migrants tell NBC News they were from Venezuela. For the most part, Washington won't be their final destination, as a majority say they have plans to head elsewhere. A COVID nasal vaccine may soon be available in the U.S., Europe, and Japan. Researchers at Washington University in St. Louis believe it may provide greater protection by delivering an immunity boost where the virus enters the body. They also say the nasal vaccine will be more appealing because it doesn't require a needle to use. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.